Welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Lori Mount, Portfolio Manager with RBC BlueBay's U.S. Fixed Income Team, focusing on cash management strategies. Last week, as expected, the Federal Reserve delivered a 25 basis point cut to the Fed funds rate, bringing the target range to 3.5% to 3.75%. For the third straight meeting, there were dissents, and similar to October, there were dissents in both directions, with Fed President Schoolsby and Schmidt voting in favor of a hold, and Governor Myron dissenting for the third straight meeting in favor of a 50 basis point cut. The Fed also released its updated Summary of Economic Projections, or SEP, with the GDP growth forecast revised higher and little change to inflation and unemployment rate projections. The dot plot's median rate path remained unchanged, showing one 25 basis point cut in 2026 and one in 2027. The post-meeting statement added hawkish language around the extent and timing of further cuts, but no longer characterized unemployment as low. During the press conference, Chair Powell repeatedly said that the Fed fund rate is now at the upper end of the Fed's estimate of the neutral rate, meaning any further moves will be data dependent. He balanced this by taking out upside risk to the policy rate path and expressing concerns around a labor market that is still cooling. Chair Powell reiterated his message that there is no risk-free path for policy given the challenge to both of the Fed's goals for prices and employment. In explaining the rate cut, the Fed chair said it appears that most of the above-target inflation seen today is driven by tariffs and said the labor market faces significant downside risks. With short-term rates still above 3%, cash continues to enter the money market space. According to Crane data, on December 1st, money market balances broke the $8 trillion mark. Money market funds have continued to be a place for investors to park cash as they adopt a wait-and-see approach. Our view in 2026 is that the labor market is the key uncertainty for the Fed's dual mandate of maximum employment and stable prices. Strong job openings and business optimism highlight resilient demand. Government policies, tax cuts and deregulation, as well as past rate cuts support job growth, driving predictions of 3.5% GDP growth in early 26, outpacing Fed forecasts and 3.5% inflation. This makes further rate cuts unlikely. A tight labor market could boost wages and inflation, potentially exceeding the Fed's 2% target, while weakness might trigger rate cuts. Thus, the labor market's performance will be critical for balancing inflation and growth next year. As we look ahead, our cash strategies continue to focus on identifying opportunities in floating rate securities and shorter duration fixed rate instruments with maturities under 1 year. With the nomination of a new Fed chair expected shortly after the first of the year and expected more dovish Fed in the second half of 2026, we will be closely monitoring Federal Reserve communications and all available economic data for insights into the policy outlook and market implications for 2026. As always, thank you for joining us today and have a joyful holiday season and a prosperous new year.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.